May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Do you believe in God? That's the wrong question. Does God believe in us? The words spoken by a man in the French classic film of 1995, La Haine, that hate in English. He's posing this existential question to the three protagonists, three friends, each of them from minority communities in the banlieue of Paris. Vince, a Jewish man, Saeed, a North African Muslim, and Hubert, an Afro-French man. The film follows the three friends in the embers of a city that has been on fire following yet another instance of police brutality, this time against their friend. The opening credits tell the story of a man who falls from a skyscraper and a Molotov cocktail that engulfs an area with flames. France has again been ablaze with the fury of injustice and rage in recent weeks, following the police killing of Nahel M, a 17-year-old of Algerian descent, shot in the chest, point blank, at the wheel of a car, after he drove off during a police traffic check. "What am I going to do now?" his heartbroken mum, Mounia, said. "I've only got one. I haven't got 10 children. He was my life, my best friend." Yet again, an instance of police brutality has made visible the festering sores of inequality, injustice, anger, frustration and abandonment felt by deprived communities. The story is the same in Nanterre as it is in New York, as it is in London. Deprived communities, often made up of people of colour and marginalised groups, left behind as the gap between the rich and the poor becomes larger and larger, increasingly disconnected, a chasm too wide. One woman, Maido, who lives in a particularly run-down area of Marseille, tells the BBC, "It's like living in a bin here." A man, Mourad, says, "Politicians go on the media and say there are no second-class citizens, but it's not true in reality." The French ideals of liberty, equality, and fraternity are values that can also be seen running through the way in which the early church interacted with each other in the first century. A community made up of difference of financial status, difference of class, difference of gender, difference of ethnic background. A place where, as we heard in the Colossians 3 passage, there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Despite being made in 1995, the film La Haine is filmed in black and white, a deliberate choice to depict life's starkness, to deaden the bright coloured lights of the city, the vibrancy of the people of colour, or a way to highlight the fact that though we are different, we are all the same. The kingdom of God is not black and white, but like a mosaic, a tapestry of colour, each part individual, shaped and coloured differently, but yet put together to create a beautiful picture. Though there is vibrancy and colour and life and culture and art and poetry and music, there is also pain. The beauty of the Christian faith for me lies in the profound truth of the incarnation, that God does not stand apart from that pain, but steps into the grief. Christ himself, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. 2 years ago, President Emmanuel Macron made a promise to fix the city of Marseille, announcing a €5 billion plan to tackle crime and deprivation in the city. A few weeks ago, he visited the sites of regeneration projects in the city. He visited and he left. God, however, does not dip in and out of our pain and suffering, schedule visits and then make a hasty exit. No, the incarnation demonstrates to us that God, as one translation of the Bible translates the John 1:14 passage, becomes flesh and blood and moves into the neighborhood. The riots of recent weeks in France take me right back to 2020, when the world was on fire with rage in the wake of George Floyd's murder. In the midst of the suffering, the long repressed vicarious trauma that black communities all over the world have experienced, that found its space to vent in the cries that Black Lives Matter, I saw the face of Jesus. Not the clean, handsome, blue-eyed, white version, but the bloodied, rejected, marginalized one who cried drops of blood because he knew suffering. This is the beauty of the story of the incarnation. Though some might prefer a more saccharine, sweet, gentle, kind, and ultimately victorious Christ. Theologian James Cone's book, The Cross and the Lynching Tree, is devastating and beautiful. It explores the relationship between the lynching of thousands of black men and women during the Jim Crow era in America and the terrible beauty of the cross, as one theologian described it. There's an image that I find heartbreaking, but also moving. It's called By Parties Unknown, and was created by Hale Woodruff in 1935. It depicts a lynched black man left at the foot of a church. For James Cone, the innocent victim murdered and hanging from a tree is the clearest symbol we have of Jesus, a re-crucified Christ in the image of a brutalized black body. In the bodies of all those who are victims of police violence or people of color everywhere, who face violence and oppression, whether individual, structural, or ecological. And yet, it is right here in this place that Jesus is found. In the party's unknown image, where the rope around the lynched man meets the ground, there are flowers growing. There is beauty to be found in the midst of pain. As James Cone writes, the beauty in black existence is as real as the brutality, and the beauty prevents the brutality from having the final word. Black suffering needs radical and creative voices, prophetic advocates who can tell brutal and beautiful stories of how oppressed black people survived with a measure of dignity when they were not meant to. Who are we? Why are we here? And what must we do to achieve our full humanity in a world that denies it? The history of black bodies at the hands of white supremacy has been marked by violence, brutalization, and untimely death. Violence against people of color is a story that is retold and repeated in each generation. The tragic accounts of the deaths of those who did not survive the Middle Passage, to those unarmed human beings loved by God, who were beaten, shot, or suffocated to death at the hands of those who were supposed to protect them, to those who were killed by white supremacists, whether George Floyd in Minneapolis, Stephen Lawrence in London, or Nahel M. in Nanterre. There is no happy ending in the film La Haine. What we learn in the end is what we all know, that hatred is destructive. It leads to nowhere good. As Martin Luther King once said, hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. And yet, into the mess and hatred of humanity steps a cosmic act of a loving God who sees us in the midst of our pain and comes alongside us, suffering with us. Do you believe in God? That's the wrong question. Does God believe in us?